This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11. The vaccine maker said Monday it plans to seek authorization for this age group soon in the U.S., Britain, and Europe. This is considered a key step toward beginning vaccinations for youngsters. The vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech is already available for anyone 12 and older. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau may cling to power in Monday's election, but he looks set to lose his bid for parliamentary majority after a tough campaign that dashed his hopes for a convincing win. The prime minister has a minority administration, forcing him to rely on other parties and make policy compromises to govern. He is said to have lost his big lead after calling for an early election. Liberal strategists concede it will be hard to win most of the 338 seats in the House of Commons. In recent days, Prime Minister Trudeau, whose government racked up record debt fighting COVID-19, focused on the need for everyone to get vaccinated. He backs vaccine mandates, while Conservative leader Erin O'Toole prefers rapid testing. Russia's Sunday election results came as no surprise to opponents of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin barred most genuinely independent candidates from running for the 450-seat Duma, especially if they were supporters of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The polls were held against the backdrop of a crackdown on dissent, leaving little doubt that Putin's ruling United Russia Party would romp home to victory yet again. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. 8 people are dead and 28 injured after a gunman opened fire Monday at a university in Russia. That's according to officials. The Interior Ministry said the suspect was detained after being wounded in an exchange of fire with police. There was no immediate information available on his identity or possible motive. During the attack, students and staff at Perm State University locked themselves in their rooms, and video posted on Russian news sites showed some students jumping out of second-story windows. Rwanda's Supreme Court ruled on Monday that Paul Rusesabagina of Hotel Rwanda fame and a group of co-defendants are guilty of terrorism-related charges. He and 20 others were charged with 13 criminal offenses for their alleged connection to the National Forces of Liberation, or the FLN. That's a militia group that the Rwandan government accuses of terrorism. Reports in the New Times of Rwanda, a government-controlled newspaper, say prosecutors asked for a life sentence for Rusesabagina and a variety of sentences for the other defendants. Rusesabagina was the subject of the movie Hotel Rwanda for his efforts to save people during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. He has denied all charges. The U.S. is flying Haitians camped in a Texas border town back to their homeland and trying to block others from crossing the border from Mexico. It's a massive show of force that signals the beginning of what could be one of America's swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants or refugees in decades. 3 flights with 145 passengers each arrived in Port-au-Prince, and Haiti said 6 flights were expected on Tuesday. In all, U.S. authorities moved to expel many of the more than 12,000 migrants camped around a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, after crossing from Ciudad Acuña, Mexico. In parts of Ethiopia's Tigray region, some people only have access to green leaves for food. At a health center last week, a mother and her newborn, weighing just 1.7 pounds, died from hunger. In every district of the more than 20 where one aid group works, residents have starved to death. For months, the United Nations has warned of famine in this embattled corner of northern Ethiopia, the UN calling it the world's worst hunger crisis in decades. Now, internal documents and witness accounts reveal the first starvation deaths since Ethiopia's government in June imposed what the UN calls a de facto humanitarian aid blockade. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.